24. Nathan. General Nathan Stacker eased off on the trigger, ending the onslaught of shells that had torn the old oak tree apart at the trunk and sent it toppling into the tree line. The other was gone, having escaped capture thanks to the Trife attack. They were working together, the Trife and the other, weren't they? He hadn't expected to find one of the artificially intelligent humanoids amidst the Trife when he ordered Pyro to fire the clusters into the slick, but when he'd seen it, he'd wanted to catch the bastard. That mission was a failure. The AI was a better hand-to-hand fighter than he imagined. Hell, it had dropped into a marine defensive stance while it waited for him to come. But it made sense that the alien would be loaded with human fighting styles to use when fighting humans. It had been designed to appear as a human for the same reason. Nathan scanned the field. A few scattered Trife had survived the combination of cluster rockets, sniper fire, and fire support from the Marines stationed inside the bunker. They were wandering back and forth in an odd display of confusion. Nathan didn't blame them. The attack had come hard and fast and had likely left them trying to resist their queen's orders to continue the attack. A handful of Trife against the group that had cut them to nearly nothing in a matter of minutes? The creatures weren't known for their self-preservation instinct, but that was pushing the limits of sanity.
"General,"
Pyro said, her voice tight through the comm.
"We're getting reports from the outer markers. There are more Trife moving toward the city."
"Roger," Nathan replied. "From what direction?"
Every direction, sir."
Nathan's chest tightened in response. What the hell was going on out here? "I need pickup."
"Already on my way."
Nathan turned, leaning back to look up through the large helmet. It was an updated version of the powered combat armor his late father had invented for his also late brother John, based on the original design but improved with stronger synthetic musculature and a mixture of titanium and alien alloy Pyro's team had concocted. Some of his officers thought it was a bad idea to risk his best engineer as a pilot, but among everyone he had tested, she'd had the strongest aptitude at the controls of a Centurion dropship. He found the ship descending quickly toward the surface, the rear ramp already open to collect him. He moved into position as it continued its sharp drop, landing thrusters roaring for the last few seconds to stop the high-velocity pickup. The landers flexed as the craft landed. Nathan climbed back inside. He hit the controls to close the rear ramp at the same time the ship began to rise again, holding tight as G-forces tried to pull him into the bulkhead.
"Get us over the action," Nathan said, moving across the ship's hold.
"Roger that, General," Pyro replied. "How are your levels?"
Nathan checked the suit's HUD.
80%.
"Not terrible, but I feel like there's still something off with the superconductors. You weren't out there that long."
"I'm sure you'll figure it out."
Nathan stopped near the middle of the hold. Pulling his rifle from his back, he rested it beside a stack of ammunition boxes and pulled the ammo box from his back, disconnecting the feeder from it. He put it in a new stack of boxes and opened a fresh box of the large rounds. He snapped the end of the new feed into the side of the rifle. Finished with the reloading, he walked over to a sizable contraption against the side of the cargo area and backed into it. Mechanical arms descended on the armor, unscrewing the bolts holding him inside, lifting the helmet from his head, and cracking the protective shell open. The activity revealed his large, powerful cyborg body, the result of battle-inflicted wounds that had left most of the right side of his body ravaged and replaced. He stepped out of the armor, rubbing the sweat from his bald head as he crossed the hold in his underwear. Heading up the steps to the main deck, he continued to the bridge door at the midpoint of the craft, the door opening as he approached. The bridge was small and round, equipped with a central pilot station flanked by two other control stations and a central command chair near the back. Control services rested in front of each station, while displays covered the overhead, providing a full view of the outside world through a selection of externally mounted cameras.
"General,"
Pyro said, flicking her head around to greet him from the pilot station. Her red hair was cut to her shoulders, framing her round porcelain face, which was slightly flushed at the cheeks.
"Where the hell did that other come from?" she asked,
her green eyes burning into him, waiting for an answer.
"I don't know," he replied. "It got away."
You don't want to chase it? She asked, returning her attention to the displays.
Not if Eden Rise is about to come under attack. This was supposed to be an isolated slick.
They won't get through the shields.
That may be true, but I should be there when they try.
You might not get another chance at it, General. Nathan dropped into the command seat. He was slightly annoyed by Pyro's pushing, but he knew why she was so persistent. An other had nearly killed her. She wanted a chance for vengeance.
Understood, he replied. Just follow the order.
Yes, General. The ship continued to climb, gaining velocity as it shot north back toward Eden Rise.
General Stacker, a voice said through the comm. This is Lieutenant Burke.
Burke, Nathan replied. I've heard we're going to have guests for breakfast. What's our status?
Sir, I'm collecting sensor reports from the outer markers. Estimates put the enemy forces at close to 60,000.
Nathan's mouth opened, but he didn't speak right away.
Sir? Burke said.
Did you say 60,000? Nathan asked.
Yes, General.
Eden Rise had been standing for over 100 years. He had never seen or heard of a force of Trife that large attacking the city before. Not since the shield tower had been erected and activated.
Send out the alert. I want all available units, both active and reserve, to report for immediate deployment to the outer walls.
Yes, General.
Try to contact the scout teams as well. Tell them to stay clear of the incoming slicks and keep hidden.
Yes, General.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Stacker out.
He closed the comlink.
Pyro, I want a flyby of the outer markers. I need to see them for myself.
Roger, General.
The dropship banked as Pyro updated the vector. Nathan looked up at the ground-facing displays, vacant for the moment.
If they try to attack, the shields will hold, Pyro said.
Was she trying to convince him or soothe her own fear and worry? 60,000. It was a staggering number. Why Eden Rise? Why today?
Let's hope so, he replied.